4:30 having arrived, I will call to order the Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, and ask Dave to please call the roll.
Council President Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Verveer.
Here.
Alder Curry.
Here.
Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Evers.
Here.
Alder Rummel.
Present.
Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. We have no general public comments, so are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to, President Figueroa Cole. Yep, we'll move on to the consent agenda. And we have no registrants wishing to speak on any items. We do have folks available to answer questions, although looks like both of them are staff. So are there items that alders wish to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? President Figueroa Cole.
Legistar A6618, item 4, and Legistar A6652, item 5.
Items 4 and 5. Alder Rummel?
Item number 2.
Item 2. Alder Verveer?
Thank you, Mayor. All the items I wish to ask questions on have already been separated. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you, Alder. So we will exclude from the consent agenda items 2, 4, and 5. Any additional items members of the body would like to have excluded at this time? If not, then President Figueroa Cole, a motion on the consent agenda, please.
Move to adopt the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda, which contains all items except items 2, 4, and 5. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of those items with their recommendations and go to item 2, which is Legistar 86622, submitting the appointment of Justin Stuenberg for confirmation of a one-year extension term as the Transit General Manager. Justin is here with us if you have questions for him. But let's first get a motion, please. President Figueroa Cole?
Move to appoint.
Confirm.
Second.
I'm sorry to confirm. Second. Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm. Alder Rummel, you had questions?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I do. And I emailed Justin to give him a heads up. I was curious why only a one-year extension for his contract, and perhaps he could share some of his thinking, and I'll probably have at least one or more follow-up questions.
Justin?
Sure. Sure. So, yeah, and thanks for the question. I think I recognize it's a bit unusual. This was a request that I made of Aaron and the mayor. I really want to make sure that we have a checkpoint to make sure that, you know, everyone's in the right role, including myself and the council and the mayor has an opportunity to revisit in a year, as well as myself. We've had a pretty dramatic series of years and changes, over the last several years, and this next year is a transition kind of back to normalcy and calming down and trying to just get a little bit better every day at what we're doing. And so that's really the long and short of it, is I wanted to make sure that we all had an opportunity to revisit in a year and make sure that I was still the most effective leader for the organization, and that we're continuing to move forward in the best way we can. So.
Mm-hmm. Director Hilson is here as well. Aaron, did you want to add something?
I don't anticipate this would be something Justin could add necessarily, but where we are in the compensation study, right? I apologize about my voice. Where we are in the compensation study right now, We have some preliminary data back, but do not have a really clear idea of where all folks will really land. And so you will see us trying to create opportunities to potentially renegotiate based on what those findings turn out to be in the coming 6 months. I'll note that Justin's position, we did a small survey a couple of years ago of just Comp Group 21 positions. Justin's position had the lowest actual to market value of any of the Comp Group 21 positions at about 68% in that study. It may not turn out to be the same when we look at sort of this full organizational study, but we'll want to be able to consider compensation next year after we've got a really good idea of sort of where everything's falling out in the city. So in this case, we agreed to a one-year extension. You'll have a couple of other contracts that are coming through in a couple of weeks that allow us to reopen and renegotiate dependent upon the outcome of the compensation study.
Thanks, Erin. Alder Rummel, did you have other questions?
Yeah, I might even have one for Erin, but let me just follow up on my thinking with the transit manager. So, Justin, I'm just going to be like blunt and not nuanced. So, we hired you because you've started up other BRTs, and that's what we wanted to do, and you were the man. And now we're transitioning, as you said, to just the normalizing the system. But you did tell me you thought you would be capable of doing that kind of role. But, I mean, do you see yourself as somebody who's just like the person who launches stuff and that's your specialty? Or, you know, help us see why other reasons, you know, because we are getting into the normal period and we want everything to be smooth. So maybe just tell us your thinking about the next period and what we can expect.
Before Justin answers, let me just say for the record that I sincerely hope we're still going to launch another line in the near future.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying he's done. I'm just, you know, but right. The future has changed somewhat.
Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that, you know, my track record has been one of launching major new projects. And so I do believe that a big part of making those projects successful is the transition into, you know, quote unquote, normalcy, right? And making sure that that project continues to sustain itself over time. And, it, you know, it's something I'm passionate about, I think is very important. So, you know, but, you know, I recognize that, you know, I want to position the organization and myself and, you know, all of you as the leaders of the city, you know, for the best success. And so, again, I think the next year is going to be some much more iterative change. There will still be change, of course, but I think it will be much smaller scale. And I really need to, you know, I'm working to shift the team's gears into a focus on those smaller scale changes. And so while still trying to protect the amount of burnout that everyone here has experienced, you know, over the last several years. And so it's a balancing act for sure. It's one that I'm committed to continuing to work through and balance. And you know, I guess that's...
Thanks. And my final question, and thank you. And you did say you're, you know, interested in the challenge of the next period when we communicated. But my final question is, you know, you mentioned in our conversation your interest in the Regional Transportation Authority and seeing what happens at the state level. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's no secret to, you know, everyone here, that there is a desire for regional transit authority at some point in the future. I, you know, want to be very closely monitoring that and you know, encouraging however I can, because I think ultimately that is the next evolution of Metro. You know, as our partners continue to grow, at some point that will become challenging to stay in our current organizational structure. And so, ultimately, it will require some legislation at the state level, and I'm hopeful that that will eventually manifest itself. But for now, I want to make sure that we're putting ourselves in the best position possible to capitalize on that if it happens.
Well, I'm sure the council wants to help you with that. Back to the point the mayor raised about, of course, we want to go forward with the north-south route. Is there stuff that's already happening and the new administration won't be able to undo, or is everything kind of upended with the change?
So the short answer, yes, everything is moving forward. And we have not been told otherwise. That grant program that funds this North-South BRT is still in place. It was in place in the previous Trump administration. It's been in place since the 1970s. And so I am confident that that program will still exist. I am confident in our ability to score well under that program. In general, I'm pretty optimistic that grant will continue and come to fruition. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't, say with absolute certainty. I do know that, these infrastructure programs have been pretty bipartisan. I don't anticipate quite the volume of dollars that maybe existed under the previous administration, but I am pretty confident in that program continuing to exist and our ability to score well within it. So,
well, I want to thank.
I'm pretty optimistic around the project continuing.
Great, and I just want to thank you for what you've done so far, and I will give the floor up to the next speaker.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Evers.
Thank you, Mayor. Not to be redundant with what Alder Rummel, the questions that she put forth, but I'm assuming that you will be working then with the lobbying firm that we are hiring to talk with the state about the Regional Transit Authority, and you feel confident to and able and willing to participate in those important discussions. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here to participate in and or support or lead whatever efforts you all as the council and the mayor choose to advance.
I will say, Alder, that we have had some preliminary conversations with our new lobbying firm and are engaging with them on what is the most strategic path forward on this. So stay tuned, but we want to make sure that we're setting ourselves up for success.
Absolutely. No, I'm not trying to get the cart before the horse, and I appreciate that cautionary note, but I'm just kind of checking to make sure that we're positioning our resources, including Justin's expertise and willingness to engage on the political side of things, the arguments or the debates regarding a regional transit authority. And also, similarly, in terms of lobbying with the federal government, your commitment to BRT on the east-west route was critical in its implementation. Is there any question of your confidence or willingness to stick around to see the north-south route through? It seems to me we would be at a disadvantage if your expertise was no longer available to us as we sort through whatever obstacles there may be on a federal level to move forward with the north-south route. I guess I'm hoping that perhaps you'll stick around longer than another year.
That is definitely my goal. I just want to make sure that, we have another touch point to make sure that we all agree that we want me to continue beyond this year. The North-South BRT, no question, is a big project and a very important one for us and very challenging to navigate the federal process. It is quite a bit different than the East-West just in the the operations piece and the startup, right? We're already running these large electric buses on Route B, already doing the charging, already doing the stations. And so the North-South BRT will be very different for us internally, just because it is largely a construction project. It is not as much an operations project because, again, we're already running the buses on the route. And so in that way, it will be a much, much easier lift for us internal to Metro. But in many ways, the construction element of the North-South BRT will be more challenging because we're dealing with more intensive construction on Park Street and other parts of the corridor. So a different set of challenges on the North-South versus the East-West. Certainly similar.
I'll just close with saying and agreeing with Alder Rummel that I appreciate your leadership to date, and I hope that we see you continuing in the city's employment, not just for another year, but for years to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Revere?
Thank you, Mayor. My questions actually are follow-up questions for Aaron about the compensation study. So there you go, Aaron. Thank you. So the first follow-up question I have is, could you elaborate a little further moving forward with future Comp Group 21 employment agreements? You said that we should expect to see kind of reopen provisions in employment agreements moving forward. Did I understand you?
Yeah, so we have Connie's coming up, Connie Thompson, our Monona Terrace director, as well as Matt Mikleshevsky. And they're both going to be signing 5-year agreements, but with the ability to reopen if there are significant results in the compensation study that allow that require either party to desire to reopen next year. So it would just be 4 wages. I think some of the tentative data we've seen suggests that that we're in an sort of overall, we're in an okay spot as far as mid-range wages go. But in terms of sort of top-end wages, folks at the higher end of the compensation schedule, in particular, those folks who, excuse me, have been here a little longer, those are tending to be falling a little out of line at the very end. So for folks who have only, folks who are just renegotiating a second contract, that's not really as big of a deal. But for folks like Connie and Matt, who have been here for multiple contracts, that the room that they have to negotiate is smaller. And understanding how we're going to adjust those compensation schedules next year before settling into a 5-year agreement makes sense. So, I'm happy to go through that process with them next year, as I don't think it's super fair to sort of say we're 4 months out and you're not going to have the privilege of knowing that information before negotiating your salary.
Thank you. And you anticipated an additional question I had is if those upcoming contracts will be 5-year terms or not. So Justin is the outlier in that he personally requested the 1-year term. But as far as you know, everyone else, as we proceed through the comp study, will be 5-year contracts. And then lastly, I hate to kind of, I don't want you to take too much time because obviously you're feeling under the weather, but I appreciate that you sent, I think, all email users in the city a comp study update a couple weeks ago. Thank you for that, Aaron.
Reiterate where we are?
Pardon me?
Reiterate where we are?
Yeah, but not taking up too much time, especially just the timeline and when Baker Tilly believes that they'll wrap up their work and present it to us, and then how much time internally you anticipate before, you and your team are able to analyze the results from Baker Tilly, et cetera.
Yeah. So they've done all of the market surveys and have started to produce the market data to us. So they're sending us spreadsheets of market data to show where they've gotten through about half of them, where all of the positions fall relative to the market. And what they do then is go through all of their job study process to get everybody placed appropriately and create a full new compensation plan and then an implementation plan. And they're expecting to have the final report completed by around May. I haven't heard any update or extension on that May date. They seem to be staying on time and on target with all of the different steps.
Thank you. And then in terms of HR's internal work and working with stakeholder employee organizations and the personnel board, et cetera, how many months do you anticipate that?
We will probably continue. We have a stakeholder team that includes folks from the associations on it, some folks from management, HR, finance, and that team will continue well into implementation. It won't sort of stop once we get a final report, and that team meets roughly monthly right now to make any sort of final decisions. One of those decisions I mentioned recently was to shift to a 8-factor evaluation method from a 9-factor evaluation method. No need to go into the detail there, but those little decisions along the way that team is continuing to make and provide guidance on with the assistance of Baker Tilly.
Great. Thanks very much for the updates, Aaron. I hope you feel better soon. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Madison?
Thank you, Mayor. For Justin, first and foremost, of course, thanks for your leadership in the whole, rollout of BRT. I'm really just interested in, as, we go from east to west to planning for north, south, is there a plan to share out lessons learned from the first rollout, sort of, and not only lessons learned, but what were we lacking? Like, what gaps needed to be filled that we could have sort of maybe provided more support on? For example, like, what was missing to either strengthen the rollout, where you see there may have been, things that could have been smoothed out? But that's what I'm looking for. So where somewhere over this next year is sort of a lessons learned and where we need to be stronger overall for the next rollout.
Yeah, so lots of lessons learned. And, we've gotten them documented in various places. Functionally for the North-South, the biggest lesson learned, the highest importance for lesson learned is in the construction piece. As I mentioned, the North-South is really primarily a construction project and less an operations project. And so we have documented a lot of things around the stations and, little tweaks to the station design to make it, easier to build, make it less likely to, catch the corner of a bus in certain circumstances, things like that. And we have already documented those and incorporated those into our planning and design work for the North-South infrastructure. Operationally, we have, a lot of lessons learned. I think I brought a lot of lessons learned from, doing these sorts of projects in the past, that I'm happy with the way we incorporated those lessons learned and avoided a lot of the mistakes and challenges that we had in Indianapolis prior to here, as well as other agencies as well. I think, you know, overall, operationally, I think we did things pretty well. Our biggest lesson learned is just don't try to do five major projects all at once. Because everyone was just, you know, hanging by a thread in a lot of ways. And so that's, I think, most of the challenges that we had can be traced just to that, that just it was just too much of a workload for too few people, you know, all at once. So
is there a place that we can go and look for? I'm not looking, you know, doesn't have to be a deep dive, but where we can go and find the lessons learned or challenges figured out. So when folks are asking us questions about, thanks, son. Folks are asking us questions about various aspects that they may have been frustrated about BRT. We can say, hey, you know, we've heard from our leadership at Metro and hear some of the lessons that they've learned and what may look different as we continue to grow.
We do not have any sort of kind of formal public document for that, but I can take that as an action item to work on something around that.
Like, and it don't have to be like some exhaustive thing. Sure. It's more so when folks are, you know, that whatever they may be finding to be cumbersome for them, just to be able to share to say, hey, you know, we've learned from this, and this is how it may look differently in the next iteration of the project.
Yep.
But I appreciate everything y'all have done thus far on it. And at least I've learned how to direct folks to find, you know, how to find out whether or not their bus has been late or canceled. You know, all those odds and ends about navigating, I've been able to find that pretty easily for folks. So, but I appreciate your work on it.
Thank you, Alder. I'd also suggest that if there are questions that you're getting frequently that you'd like to make sure are included in that, to just send them along to Justin. Alder Rummel, another question?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I guess I have a follow-up question for Aaron. Sorry to put you back on the screen. So I heard you say, Aaron, that doing the market study, Justin's because of his maybe, I don't mean it, lack of tenure, lack of duration with the city sort of put him in a mid-range, and also maybe the position itself was in the mid-range. So or you can tell me if I'm misunderstanding, but I guess my question is, I heard you say that for other people that are getting five-year contracts up, they also know that their compensation could change and they're choosing the five-year. I'm just kind of wondering how the one-year fits, you know, with the potential of Justin earning, you know, a higher salary.
Yeah.
How that fits into any of this.
I will just note that they're choosing a five-year, but with a one-year reopener. So they're able to reopen. So
everyone's doing that, even if
so they everyone would like an opportunity to renegotiate. Justin's was through a one-year. Theirs is through a five-year with a one-year reopener. So it's roughly the same. But I only mentioned that they would, of course, like, because those two have so much tenure, they're near the ceiling of their salaries, right?
I think it might be fair just to save Aaron's voice. It might be fair to say that everybody in this category is near the top of what we currently have available in the ranges, and so would be in a position to negotiate in approximately a year's time.
And so I haven't tracked this maybe as closely as some other alder. So are we going to review these to what the top is and say, based on the Baker Tilly, we're going to raise this, or, you know, all these different factors? I see the mayor nodding.
Yeah, I expect that we will revisit the ranges. I mean, yes, that is part of the question.
And then
that will be before us.
For the mayor, and now maybe you don't know the answers. Of course, we have budget constraints and salaries are the biggest part, and we want to keep people. Just any thinking that you have done so far on this question?
That it's going to be extremely difficult.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. Additional questions on item two? If not, it's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of confirmation? Seeing no objection, we'll record that unanimous vote. Congratulations, Justin. Still have to make it through council, but it's an important step. And we'll move on to item four, which is Legistar 86618, adopting revisions to the City of Madison personnel rules for correction and update. On item four, President Figueroa-Cole, a motion, please.
To adopt.
Second.
Is it moved and seconded to adopt? There are questions on item four.
I just want to, Erin, if she can give us an update, a summary of what was changed. I'm sorry, Erin.
Yeah, so as you know, we made major revisions to our personnel rules last spring, and those revisions included an administrative action process to get some of the minor items that tend to come to the personnel board and finance committee sort of off of those agendas. And we now report on that, which you'll see on today's agenda as well, on a quarterly basis. When we created that language, the intention was to create it with limitations that, you know, some of which were like, we can't move someone from one compensation group to another. It has to be within the same representation group. But also that it has to be a change to a position of 0.2 or less. But the way that it was written didn't allow us to make that 0.2 correction. It's only up to 0.2. So this is a really minor adjustment to allow us to use those administrative actions for FTE changes of up to a full 0.2 rather than anything below 0.2.
Thank you, Alder. Any other questions on item four? If not,
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, recording unanimous vote in favor of item four. Takes us to item five, which is Legistar 86652, amending sections of the Madison General Ordinances regarding city purchasing to increase the threshold requiring competitive selection of service contracts from $50,000 to $75,000 and to make other clarifications. On item five, President Figueroa-Cole, a motion, please.
To adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item five. Are there questions on item five?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions for staff.
President Figueroa-Cole?
Yes. Can I get the, is there an estimate of how is this going to help streamline processes at council and in finance?
Sure, thanks for that question. This was referenced in the executive budget that was put before the council, change in the thresholds that require a request for proposal or a request for bids from 50,000 to 75,000. The ordinance would also make some other language changes and a minor change around being able to extend a contract for up to 6 months if that change does not increase the total cost of the contract. It's estimated that the change in the dollar threshold, which is the major change in this ordinance, would reduce the number of RFPs by about 10%. We think that'll help with streamlining the process for both the procurement section in the finance department, as well as for agency staff who do a lot of the work with these RFPs. So that's the major sort of efficiency associated with this, is to increase that dollar threshold to kind of slightly reduce the number of RFPs necessary under the ordinance, and that'll help with bring up some staff time as the number of RFPs increases, as well as other initiatives around equity and contracting and things like that.
Okay, so I guess I'm a little confused. So the fee threshold also implies no RFPs in general?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, I'm going to move to my phone. So the 50,000 threshold, I thought that was if we don't have an RFP or if it's a sole source. Do we don't use RFPs for below the 50%, $50,000?
Right. What we do is either ask for quotes or judgment of the agency, depending on the dollar threshold. So we do have procurement standards and procedures in place. Those will also shift. Those don't require an ordinance change, but basically for contracts below $25,000, basically it's best judgment of the agency of how to proceed. Between 25 and 75, it would be three quotes that they would have to get. And then above 75, you'd have to go to a request for proposal or a request for bids process.
Thank you. And that was going to be my next question. So thanks for answering ahead. I mean, I did assume that the city does has a matrix with different thresholds to get evaluated at multiple steps. So they are check and balances even before things come to council or don't come to council. Yeah, thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alder Evers, questions?
Yeah, real quick. Thank you, Mayor. Please review what the purchasing standards are, or I guess what I'm looking for is confirmation that the equity concerns and the buy local kinds of standards that we apply in evaluating RFPs are still applied to a certain extent when staff reviews these contracts in the 25,000 to 75,000 range as you're proposing.
Sure, thank you for that question. As a part of our equity and contracting efforts, we have changed the procurement standards. So for that threshold of between 25,000 and 75,000, I mentioned that they have to get, the agencies have to get three quotes. One of those needs to be from a local business, and one needs to be from a minority or women-owned business. And so those are a part of the standards now. We've also been working together with DCR, Economic Development, and other members of our interagency team around educating agencies more about the businesses that are out there, doing outreach to the businesses themselves about how to approach the city with contracts or requests for proposals or things like that. So we've really been engaged in trying to ramp up those efforts to both to bring more local businesses in, and then in addition to that, minority and women-owned businesses as well.
Thank you. And as a follow-up, can you anticipate, perhaps due to inflation or other efficiencies that might be gained by increasing the threshold even higher, say to 100,000?
Well, it's always a trade-off, right, between efficiency. Clearly, it'd be fewer RFPs if that threshold was higher. On the other hand, a request for proposal process, it is a part of the city's due diligence, I think, to be sure that we're, you know, spending those dollars as wisely as possible, getting the best sort of output outcome for taxpayer dollars for these activities that we have to do. So that's a great question. It's always, I think, a balancing act. We felt that the move from 50 to 75,000 was a good next step, given what you mentioned about what's happening with inflation, what the buying power of each dollar is. I think that's, we felt this was a good step forward.
Well, thank you very much. I just have to add that I think this makes all kinds of sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Wahilahi, questions?
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you. Dave, if you could walk us through like the 50,000 threshold and the process of it in terms of the small businesses and the contracts or procurement, but also if you could explain why the change, what initiated the change to increase from 50,000 to 75.
Thanks for that question. You know, we're constantly looking at how to be more efficient, how to improve processes. We did put this forward as a part of the mayor's instructions for the 2025 budget as an efficiency measure. We felt this was a step that would strike a balance, I think, between efficiency and workload for the agencies. Being able to have the staff time, as I mentioned, to put into the equity and contracting and other types of efforts, and but also be sure that we're doing sufficient due diligence around requests for proposals. And I think reflecting the fact that we do have inflation, and that inflation is sort of how much buying power are you getting for $50,000 or $75,000 relative to maybe a few years ago. So that was our thinking around that and the process through which we arrived at the point we're at today. And then basically, as I mentioned before, in terms of our procurement standards and processes, so for contracts between, you know, of less than $25,000, we would move to the agencies making their best judgment on how to proceed with that. Between 25,000 and 75,000, that would be, the agencies would be required to get three quotes from three different businesses, one of which would be a locally owned business and one would have to be a minority or women owned business. Obviously it could be more than that. And then above 75,000, you'd have to go to a request for proposal, request for bid process.
Thank you. And if I may ask a follow-up, so the with the 25 to 75, which is the current proposed threshold, there will be three proposals, and one has to be local. Looking at the past, how many of the 50, because we never worked with 75 before, but how many of the RFPs were locals compared to the outside Madison? And if you don't have, maybe I can follow up with the DCR.
So we put out a report every year on the number of amount of contract spend associated with locally owned businesses. And we can send you a copy of that report. We do send it to the entire council. We can send it to you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. President Figueroa-Cole.
Thank you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Dave, the quick chart, the contrast quick chart PDF that is under the attorney's page, will that be then updated to reflect the information that you're providing about the number of quotes needed and if they're local or external owners? And things like that, or not? Or would that be in a different place?
I would have to take a quick look. Looked at what's in the attorney's, but yes, it would be updated, I'm sure, for the new amounts.
So, I mean, I just wonder if that's the page that will be updated, or if you guys have a different matrix that is public
for...
We have a matrix under the city purchasing, and yes, they will mirror each other and be we'll reconcile both of those and get those updated as soon as the ordinance is adopted.
Okay. All right. Whenever can you, I mean, I found the one under the attorney's office, but if you can send a link to the one in purchasing, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yep, will do.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Revere?
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, Dave, for answering all these questions. Some of my questions have already been asked and answered. But a couple follow-ups, please. The first one is when you mentioned the 10% figure that you and your colleagues in purchasing have made that assumption with this ordinance amendment. Could you give us a ballpark number as to what 10% is? In other words, 10% of what, Dave?
Our estimate of the 10% would be about 8 to 10 RFPs. Per year.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then, assuming the council adopts this ordinance amendment, which I'm sure we will, the other major updates to the purchasing policy that you've shared with us in terms of the purchase service contract threshold and the informal solicitation threshold, am I understanding correctly that as finance director, you have the authority to designate what those thresholds are? They aren't set codified in ordinance or in APMs?
No, they're not. They're in purchasing standards that are put together by the finance department purchasing section.
That's what I thought. Following the council adoption of this ordinance amendment, it does seem like at least one of the APMs will likely need to be amended. Are you aware of that?
We'll definitely take a look at that and update those and be sure that everything's reconciled to the ordinance.
Very good. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yep.
I'm complete, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Any additional questions on item 5? If not, it's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion on item 5? Seeing none, I just want to thank finance staff for taking our instructions in the budget and moving this forward. I know that we have had over time at council conversations about how to streamline the agendas and make our meetings more efficient. This is one of the ways that we can do that. I suspect there are others that we may want to consider in the future. But that's for another day. So it has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of item 5? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And that will bring us to the end of our agenda. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and second to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone.